Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origin Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we've got something really fascinating to dive into.
So Alex, we're talking about DNA repair today, which I know might sound a bit technical at first, but trust me, this is actually pretty cool stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And specifically, we're looking at this really important process called transcription-coupled DNA repair, or TCR for short. Think of it like, your cells have this emergency repair crew that swoops in when something goes wrong during gene transcription.
Right, right. So basically, when your DNA gets damaged and it's blocking the machinery that reads genes, your cells need to fix that damage fast. Otherwise, everything just stops.
Exactly. And what this new research is showing us is that there's this protein called PARP1 that plays a really crucial role in getting that repair process started.
PARP1. Okay, so that's our star player today. What makes it so special?
Well, here's where it gets interesting. PARP1 is like, imagine it's a supervisor that's already hanging out with the transcription machinery, you know, just doing its regular job. But when DNA damage happens, it suddenly becomes this critical coordinator.
Oh, so it's already there? It's not rushing in from somewhere else?
Exactly. That's one of the cool findings here. PARP1 is already associated with RNA polymerase II. That's the molecular machine that reads genes, even during normal transcription. So it's perfectly positioned to respond immediately when something goes wrong.
That's actually pretty smart design when you think about it. Like having a firefighter already in the building.
Perfect analogy. And so what happens is, when the transcription machinery stalls at a DNA lesion, there's another protein called CSB, Cockayne syndrome protein B, that recognizes the problem.
CSB. Okay, so that's like the damage detector?
Yeah, you could say that. CSB is constantly checking on the RNA polymerase during normal transcription, but when it finds the polymerase stuck at a damaged spot, it needs to form a stable complex there to start the repair process.
And that's where PARP1 comes in to help.
Precisely. So here's the really clever part. PARP1 interacts with CSB and helps stabilize it on that stalled RNA polymerase. But it does this through a really interesting chemical modification process.
Ooh, okay. I'm intrigued. What kind of modification?
So, PARP1 makes these chains of molecules called poly-ADP ribose, or PAR for short. Think of it like it's adding temporary chemical tags to proteins.
Like sticky notes on proteins?
Ha. Yeah, that's actually a great way to think about it. These PAR chains are temporary modifications that change how proteins behave and interact with each other.
So, PARP1 is basically putting these PAR sticky notes on CSB to help it stay attached to the damaged site?
Exactly. And what the researchers found is that CSB actually stimulates PARP1 to make more of these PARP chains. So they're working together. CSB arrives at the damage, it ramps up PARP1's activity, and then PARP1 helps stabilize CSB there.
That's like a positive feedback loop, right?
Exactly. It's this beautiful coordinated dance between these proteins. And here's another fascinating detail. CSB has these specific regions that bind to PAR, mainly in its N-terminal domain.
The N-terminal domain. That's like the front end of the protein?
Yeah, basically one end of it. And when PAR binds to that region, it really helps stabilize the whole CSB RNA polymerase complex. The researchers actually created mutant versions of CSB that couldn't bind PAR properly, and those cells were much worse at DNA repair.
Oh wow. So that really proves that this PAR binding is essential for the process.
Absolutely. And there's even more to it. There's another enzyme called PARG, poly-ADP ribose glycohydrolase, that breaks down these PAR chains.
Okay, so wait, why would you want to break them down if they're helping with repair?
Great question. So it turns out that when PARG breaks down PAR, it creates these free PAR fragments that can then bind to other regions of CSB. And this actually shuts down CSB's ATPase activity.
It's ATPase activity. So that's like its energy-using function?
Right. CSB uses ATP to pull on DNA during the damage recognition step. But once it's done recognizing the damage and has recruited other repair proteins, it needs to stop that activity. The PAR binding helps shut it down at the right time.
Oh, so it's like a timing mechanism. The PAR system is helping to control when CSB is active and when it stops.
Exactly. It's this really elegant regulatory system. The researchers showed that if you block PARP1, or if you prevent PAR from being made or broken down properly, the whole repair process becomes much less efficient.
So what happens to cells if this process doesn't work properly?
Well, the researchers tested this in a few ways. They used a compound called Eludin-S, which creates DNA damage that's specifically repaired by this transcription-coupled pathway. And cells without PARP1, or cells treated with PARP inhibitors, were much more sensitive to this damage.
So they couldn't survive as well.
Right. They had lower survival rates and couldn't recover their normal transcription as quickly after DNA damage. The researchers even confirmed this in C. elegans. Those are tiny worms used in research. And found the same thing.
So this is a conserved mechanism across different species.
Exactly. Which suggests it's been evolutionarily important for a long time. The PARP1 system is helping organisms from worms to humans efficiently repair DNA damage during transcription.
That's really cool. So let me see if I've got this straight. PARP1 is already hanging out with the transcription machinery. And when damage happens, it helps CSB stick around and coordinate the repair, partly through these PAR modifications.
Perfect summary. And the PAR system also helps time everything correctly by eventually shutting down CSB's activity once the initial steps are done.
And without this system, cells are more vulnerable to DNA damage during transcription.
Exactly. And you know what's interesting? This research also connects to cancer treatment. PARP inhibitors are already being used as cancer drugs, and understanding exactly how PARP works in different DNA repair pathways could help us use these drugs more effectively.
Oh, that's a really important connection. So this basic research about how proteins work together could actually impact patient care.
Absolutely. That's one of the things I love about this kind of research. It's figuring out these fundamental mechanisms, but it has real-world implications for treating diseases.
So what's the big takeaway here for our listeners?
I'd say the big picture is that DNA repair is this incredibly coordinated process with multiple layers of regulation. PARP1 and these PAR modifications are acting as crucial coordinators and timers, making sure repair happens efficiently when and where it's needed.
And it's another example of how our cells have these elegant systems for maintaining their DNA integrity.
Exactly. Our cells are constantly dealing with DNA damage from various sources, and they've evolved these sophisticated mechanisms to handle it. This research from Robu and colleagues really advances our understanding of one of those key mechanisms.
Well, this has been fascinating, Alex. Thanks for breaking down this complex research for us.
My pleasure. It's always fun to dive into these molecular details and see how everything fits together.
And thanks to everyone for listening to the OriGene podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe and join us next time for more fascinating science.
See you next time.